Today, we have two reports about the aftermath of October's fires. They come to us through our partnership with KQED's California Report. First, an independent state watchdog called the Little Hoover Commission says California needs to re-examine how it manages the state's forests to minimize the risk of catastrophic wildfires. One key recommendation: it may be smart to use fire as a tool, with controlled burns helping to avoid firestorms like the ones we experienced last year. Molly Peterson has the story.
Prescribed burns have helped manage wildland risk for more than a century, but they're often politically unpopular. They're costly, and communities complain about the smoke. Air regulators count controlled burn smoke as pollution, whereas smoke from disastrous fires is just an act of God. Though it's rare, planned burns can spin out of control. The Little Hoover Commission is recommending the state embrace controlled fires, hire full-time crews, and boost public education. And the new report points out that smoke and soot from out-of-control fires probably pollutes worse than the fires we can control. From the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson.
I'm Steve Mincher, news director of KRCB. Our former colleague, Tiffany Kamhai, has the story of new life poking up through the ashes in the Valley of the Moon.
On a recent sunny morning, about a dozen hikers met on a fire road in Sonoma County. This area, known to locals as the Valley of the Moon, burned in the October wildfires.
So here's a really great, dramatic example of...
That's Caitlin Cornwall. She's a biologist at the Sonoma Ecology Center. And she's pointing to a group of madrone trees. The lower half of the trees, which usually have a shiny reddish-brown bark, are charred. But the tree tops?
All of those leaves, the green leaves, are new since the fire. So that tree, it looked dead.
It's coming back.
And pretty soon it's going to be hard to tell that these trees burned.
And farther down along the trail, Cornwall points out an oak tree with leaves sprouting from its trunks.
You just don't see this normally.
Wow.
I've been talking about these species for 30 years, and I didn't know they could do this.
Cornwall's been leading these fire recovery walks since December. But now, with spring just around the corner, these charred lands are beginning to explode with color. And Cornwall's not surprised. She says fire has benefits for the land. Native Americans who lived here would even periodically start grass fires to stimulate plant growth.
Fire gets rid of dead vegetation. It cleans the ground surface of diseases, makes room for more plants to grow.
That practice ended when Europeans settled in California. But Cornwall says the plants are still well adapted to the fires we experience now. And she says these fires are not all that bad.
Yes, the fires cause loss and trauma. And yes, we have to do a lot as a society to be better prepared for them. But yes, we also live in a place where the beauty that we love here so much is not threatened by an event like this.
She says fire is actually what helps keep this natural landscape healthy. For the California Report, I'm Tiffany Kamhai in Sonoma County.
A special thanks to our friends at KQED's California Report. Find links to the original stories, plus more of our coverage of the North Bay fires and recovery at krcb.org/news.